continuing our conversation with Mike Roach.
Yeah, so whilst there are going to be shuttles being launched and perhaps even some vehicles from Woomera and perhaps in Queensland as well, I think Australia is already part of the space race. In fact, we, as far as communicators go, have a large stake in tracking of vehicles in deep space through Tidbinbilla and other places, and I think that could be where we can use the technology that we've got now and bring that to the notice of the students in school. It's a too closely guarded secret, really, that we are involved in the space program in the way that we are.
But the aim is not to turn all our students into astronauts?
Not necessarily. I think it would be great if they could have some sort of aspiration to do that, but the idea is that we wouldn't have a whole pile of people going into being astronauts. The chances of becoming an astronaut really are very remote. Although it's quite on the cards that if things go to mission to Mars that people are talking of, that the year groups around about year 10 and 11 now will be the people who will be involved in that probe. So I guess by then they'll be about 40, and if they've got an aspiration to be part of that exploration into the unknown, then in year 10 and 11 is about when they should start getting excited right now.
Of course, and the point is, of course, that an understanding of space and astronomy means you have an understanding of most of the sciences, don't you?
Yes, I think there's not a doubt that what we would use astronomy for is to get the student interested in science, and well, things are going to change and the science books are going to be rewritten through these experiments that have been done with microgravity, and a whole pile of things are going to come out of what's happening in space at the moment, and I really think that we just can jump aboard and say, oh, we can use this as a vehicle to get kids interested in science more than anything else. It doesn't necessarily mean they're all going to be astronauts or astrophysicists or anything, but their whole world is going to be shaped by what's happening. And I think teachers need to make things relevant for students, and with what's happening in the world at the moment, the relevance is space and looking back into our own little planet.
Okay, so what should parents do if they're interested in this national science curriculum? Should they contact their local school or get involved in some way?
Well, that's interesting. At the moment, the teachers are only being canvassed for their view on it, and if the profiles that came to South Australia will then be coordinated through all states. Our group has met, and we've picked to pieces some of the bits and talked about it and sent it back, but it will be a fait accompli that there will be a national science curriculum statement eventually, and all schools throughout the whole of Australia will be asked to do it. Hopefully by the time it's all finished, it will be something that is well resourced, and also that the teachers will be in-serviced in all the materials available, because at the moment it's a glaring problem, in my opinion, is that there are no resources, and that the teachers will feel very threatened and almost mystified by how they're meant to implement the statement as it stands at the moment.
Sounds like a rerun of the introduction of the VCE.
Yes, except it'll probably change from what the VCE is all about and what is happening in every other state. So I think we'll just have to wait and see. I'd like to see the end statement before I start jumping up and down and saying whether it's good, bad or indifferent. But no doubt about it, it's going to have to be resourced, and with my interest in space, I can see that that's going to be a part that we definitely need to get together and try and pull in all the educational facilities that we can now, so that it can be as up to date as it can be when this national statement is implemented.
Well, thanks for joining us this evening on the Space Show, Mike.
My pleasure.